Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this edition, debate begins on the Revenue Division Bill and measures in place to retain skilled port workers. I'm Aldine Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Debate on a bill for the establishment of a Revenue Appeals Division began in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Revenue Appeals Division bill seeks to establish a separate division within the Ministry of Finance and Planning to hear appeals from aggrieved taxpayers in relation to their revenue liability. The new entity, which will replace the Tax Appeals Department, will be headed by a Chief Technical Director. This Chief Technical Director will be known as the Commissioner.
There will also be at least two deputy commissioners, assistant commissioners, a head of legal services and other officers as deemed fit for the efficient operation of the division.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. Dr. Phillips says the creation of the division will avoid the cost of lengthy delays arising from litigations in the Revenue Court. The bill prescribes the functions and management structure of the Revenue Appeals Division and also establishes its business processes. It outlines the manner in which an appeal may be initiated, conducted, and determined, and provides for offenses and penalties for parties who obstruct the appeals process. Debate on the bill is to continue at the next sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday, April 14. Measures are being put in place to manage the outflow of skilled workers from the Kingston Container Terminal, the KCT, to overseas ports. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, says in addition to enhanced training, opportunities are being created for workers to attract increased salary packages. Dr. Davies was speaking to the House of Representatives on Tuesday, giving his response to questions posed by Member of Parliament for Central Clarendon, Mike Henry. Mr. Henry queried whether the government had plans in place to reduce the outflow of skilled workers, given its policy of creating a logistics hub in Jamaica. The Transport Minister informed that skill grades have been created to facilitate more opportunities for advancement in position and increase in salary. Dr. Davies also told the lower house that the Port Authority of Jamaica, the PAJ, has partnered with the University of Technology, University of the West Indies, and the Caribbean Maritime Institute to ensure that there's a cadre of young professionals who are provided with work-study training. This, he says, is expected to create a pool of personnel from which the terminal may recruit.
The Port Authority has been working with institutions to develop maritime-related skills, thus creating a bigger pool of workers with these specialized skills. The workers with the requisite specialized technical skills are paid a premium above entry level.
Dr. Davies further pointed out that new employees are also bonded for a minimum period of 2 years to recover the cost of training. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.